Hello, this is Dr. Will Clower, and welcome to the Summer Seminar Series. This is the week on herbs. We're talking about herbs all week long. And I just have to tell you, there's something kind of fundamental about herbs. And this is really, really going to help you when you're cooking them. Now, the different herbs are different. So when you're cooking with your herbs, you have to think about them in terms of how you use them differently. That is this. Some herbs are generally stemmy, like they have stems, woody stems, like rosemary is an example, sage, thyme, bay, right? They come from basically substantial and mature bushes is where they come from. They respond really well to cooking over time. So, for example, if you're making a stew, toss them in, bay leaves. That's why you do that, rosemary, because they tolerate it really well. Or if you're sautéing something or putting something in a pan with some oil, some olive oil, some butter, whatever, the oils that are in the rosemary, for example, will, when you're cooking it slow and slow with the rosemary in there, with those types of stemmy herbs in there, the oils from that herb will infuse into the butter, the olive oil, whatever, which will then infuse into the flavor of the entire dish. That's how you use those types of stemmy, hardy herbs. However, there are other herbs that are very aromatic, and you should think of them like finishing herbs. You don't cook with them and let it cook forever because you'll never taste it. These are things like basil, tarragon, parsley. You need to add these last to your meal, to your dish, whatever you're making. Don't add it first and then cook it forever. Add it at the very end. It gives a final finishing flavor pop to your food. But that way you get to keep the goodness of the herb and you also get to keep the flavor of it as well. Remember, there's two types of herbs, ones that you can cook low and slow and others that you finish with. Cool? I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, just let me know, info@willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.